With us for a medical perspective on reopening is Emily Martin, an associate professor in epidemiology at the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. Professor Martin, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The stay-at-home order was supposed to be in place until June 12th, but Governor Whitmer says that the data is there to support more of a reopening. Do you agree?
Well, I think that the data is clear that there are substantial declines across the state. There are really nice moves towards reduced transmission, I think, in all areas of the state. And so that's really comforting to think about that in the context of moving forward. I think it still bears remembering that not all areas of the state are having the same experience with the epidemic. And so some areas are still higher than others, but everywhere seems to be declining.
There are competing concerns right now about controlling the virus, trying to prevent a second surge, and also calls to restart the economy. Do you think it's possible to do both?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a difficult conundrum, and it's not one of those either or problems, because we know that economic devastation causes public health devastation, and public health devastation causes economic devastation too. You know, it's a difficult balance to get both of them addressed at the same time. I think that one thing that watching the data can help us with is we can see promising signals that we're doing, you know, we've made a lot of progress on the public health front. And so that lets us start to economically re-engage in ways where now we're in a better situation than we were in a few months ago to respond if anything upticks. And hopefully we can then respond in a more kind of measured and precise way than in these kind of broad sweeps that are more economically impactful if we find any concerns going forward.
When you think about what the state and the county's health departments are going to need to make sure that we don't get a second spike too quickly, what comes to mind?
Lots of testing, but then also lots of you know, really proactive seeking testing by people who are starting to experience symptoms. So people to be very mindful of kind of their own health and changes in their own health is going to be very important too.
So catch the cases early.
Catch the cases early, absolutely. So like our local public health departments need the resources to do that. And then our residents need to be using those resources, you know, to make sure that we're bringing ourselves to the attention of, you know, testing sites as early as possible.
Right. Are there parts of the state that you think are in a little bit better or worse shape than others?
The numbers in the Grand Rapids region and the west side of the state are about twice as high as the next lowest region around the state. So they're still quite high up there. And so, you know, as they engage, that sort of speaks to a need for continued vigilance and continuing to use mitigation strategies as you go through these engagement processes. So wear your mask, you know, have social distancing, even as the regulations start to change.
Yeah, we should mention this is a part of the state that traditionally gets a lot of visitors over the summer. I'm sure that's on the mind of health officials there.
Absolutely. But, you know, outside is always better than inside activities. So the more that we can take kind of our old activities and put them outdoors, and this is a great time of year to do that, the more that we can reduce our risk, because that kind of low ventilation inside space that tends to foster a lot of spread of the virus.
Yeah. Is there something that would make you say at a point 2, 3, 4 weeks down the line, maybe we should pump the brakes on reopening?
I think, you know, it's not just an increase in cases, although, you know, I'm watching really carefully, and I think a lot of people are watching to be mindful to see if we see an increase in cases. But the other thing that would really concern me is if the cases are increasing in ways that we can't get to the bottom of it quickly. And that speaks to the fact that we don't have the infrastructure in place to continue to define the perimeter of the outbreak and to, what they say, box it in. And that would then will spur a situation will continue to grow and grow and grow without any ability to stop it.
Are you referring to testing and contact tracing?
Yep. So testing and contact tracing is part of it. And then also is the sense of, you know, if you're doing 100 tests, you don't want a few of them to be positive. You want your percent positivity to be low. Also, if you do 100 tests and 90 of them are positive, you've got a growing problem.
Huh. the reality seems to be at the moment that a vaccine is a long ways off and that we'll be living with this for a while. As an epidemiologist, you look at this obviously through a scientific lens, but as a human being, you're living through it too with the rest of us. What would you say is helping get you through?
You know, it does look like a long runway ahead to try to think about how long we're going to be with this. But I have this conversation with my family a lot, is that if we rethink the ways that we interact in our spaces, then there is a lot that we can do with proper mitigation and with, you know, acceptance of masks and using barriers for protection and kind of de-densifying our public spaces. We could start thinking about the types of things that we can do safely. And start to be better at defining those things and make this more palatable in the weeks and the months going forward.
I don't want to put this at any one particular county's door, but we have seen examples in several places of restrictions being loosened, and all of a sudden folks were out there and just really, really living it up in numbers that may or may not have felt great from an epidemiological standpoint. Do you think there's anything that can be done to soften the boomerang effect of people just going nuts because they're so happy to be out there moving around again?
Well, I know, and I think that's compounded by the weather. And again, it sort of speaks to this, you know, the more of this that we can do outside, the better. So if your favorite restaurant is open and they're offering outdoor seating, use that outdoor seating. You know, use the opportunity to grab your ice cream cone, but go for a walk with it instead of clustering around that same space. So the more that we can continue to spread out, the more likely that this re-engagement is going to hold and we'll be able to stay at this for longer without having to pull back because infections start to rise up and without having the kind of, you know, the burden of illness that would come with that.
Dr. Martin, thank you so much for talking to us about this, and we hope you have a safe rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.
Emily Martin, Associate Professor in Epidemiology for the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan.